Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, November 25th. It's minus 12 degrees outside. Feels like minus 21. There's a thick layer of snow on the floor. Not the floor, on the ground. There's no snow in the house, don't worry. It hasn't got that bad. Thick layer of snow on the ground. Shoveled a bunch this weekend. Going to have to shovel again today. Not too much today, I don't think. Doesn't look like it. But it's nearly noon. It's actually 12 o'clock as I hit record. As of 5 or so hours from now, my wife Sue will be boarding a plane over on the other side of the world to start her journey home, which will not actually happen until she'll get here in about 24 hours or so, give or take. And so this is thus dubbed the cleansing day, the cleaning day, the holy crap, everything's all over the place. And I did some laundry. I did some, tidying up throughout the last week and a bit, almost 2 weeks. But generally, I was like, I followed the wisdom of a few folks that gave this to me on Twitter, and it was kind of my plan going into this. Was like, I like things to be in order, but I'm not super worried about a few crumbs on the ground in the kitchen or dust bunnies in the corner or those kinds of things. So rather than stress out a bunch about some of those things, and knowing that my wife appreciates a slightly more cleanly, why can't I say the word clean? It's a bad day to not be able to say clean. Slightly more cleansed house. That sounds way worse than it is. I thought, well, I'll wait until the day before, because then I'll actually really pour all my energy into it and not, sort of half-ass it last week and then half-ass it again and end up with something half-assed. You don't want a half-ass cleansed house. That would be disgusting. So, yeah, so today is the great cleansing. I stopped just for a moment here to quickly record a podcast episode Dailyish because I just wanted to get something out here this week. This week, it's Tuesday, like I said. It's not a weather podcast. I don't need to repeat that. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor, which you can check out at campaignmonitor.com. And you can sign up for the Good Stuff newsletter, goodstuff.fm/newsletter, which we use Campaign Monitor to send out that amazing, delicious newsletter. We had the Good Stuff meetup here in Saskatoon on Friday night, and a bunch of folks came out to a restaurant called State in Maine down by the river, and it was great to see folks chat in person with some folks who listened to shows, some folks who just came out because it's an excuse to come out, and all were welcome, all got stickers. Some left their stickers on the table, which I'm heavily tisking those folks right now. You know who you are. I'm sure you haven't slept since Friday, but some lucky waiter, waitress, bus table person at the restaurant probably went home with awesome new stickers. So, but anyways, thanks for coming out. It was fun. We'll probably do it again in the new year sometime. Any excuse to sort of get together and chat and hear folks' thoughts about podcasting in general, but also just, getting together and nerding out about whatever. It was fun. So there's a few photos on the Flickr thing that I posted, but there's people who are great at taking photos and at events like that. I tend to get I'll just forget. I'll take a few photos like I did, and then you just kind of get talking, eating, drinking, whatever, and you just kind of forget to take the nice photos. We had plans of doing a quick little podcast interview with folks there. All that fizzled out because we just kind of started having fun. So that's okay. Next time. Back to cleaning, back to life. I wanted to just quickly, we try and do a bit of cross promotion on shows here at Good Stuff. We need to get better at it, but we often mention each other's shows and things like that. But I've talked about Transmission in the past. I was just listening this morning while I was tidying up, and I thought, well, I should actually just play a little bit of the Transmission show for you to give you a little teaser. Taste a sample, an appetizer, and then maybe you go check it out, which you can check it out, goodstuff.fm/transmission. So I'll feature some other shows periodically from the network from time to time on this show, just to maybe wet your whistle, which is a disgusting term. Okay, here's Transmission episode number 109. I'll just play a few seconds of it.
Well, if you've noticed, over the weekend, Apple launched a massive 2-week Red campaign. Now, Red is the charity started back in 2006 by lead singer, U2, Bono.
That was in the wrong order.
Was it? I don't think so. No.
U2 lead singer Bono.
U2 lead singer Bono.
Close
Thank
enough.
Thank you very much.
With a mission to rid the world of HIV and AIDS, we'll turn the campaign's proceeds over to the Global Fund to use in providing antiretroviral treatments to AIDS sufferers, primarily in Africa. So, good cause by
U2 lead singer Bono.
Which is good. But if you've noticed over the weekend, the Apple App Store has been
coming. Okay, so that's Transmission, episode 109. Naturally, I went for the Bono clip because I'm a U2 fan. And I think that's Arnold Schwarzenegger clip they had. Anyways, they do, you know, the sound clip stuff and then have a little fun with each other. And it's Kyle and his brother Kenny that do the show every morning-ish. They do it mornings, but, Monday to Thursday. And then sometimes life gets in the way. But they're 109 episodes in. They've started back when Good Stuff first started, basically doing it. Took a little break to retool the show and around episode 70, I think. And kicking butt, taking names, all that kind of stuff. So check them out. Thank you for listening. You can find Good Stuff in all your favorite podcast player apps and stores and listing services of your choosing. Look for Dailyish, of course. A rating or review in iTunes would go a long way towards helping getting word out about this show. And by proxy, I'm not so concerned about promotion of this show. This is kind of like a fun show just for myself and a little bit of a venting diary kind of show. But more about getting the other shows on Good Stuff, the word out about them. Like Transmission, like Show Me Your Mic, the podcast I do that where I interview other podcasters and stuff like that. So a rating or review in iTunes for this show, it makes a huge deal for podcasts. I know it sounds, maybe you hear our podcasters ask for that, and it sounds like a dumb plea for vanity or whatever, but it's really just about helping iTunes see that there's actually folks really enjoying the show, listening to it, and wanting to hear more of it, and then that helps them determine with their masterful algorithms and computery jargons to feature it and recommend it to other people. More so than, you know, everybody's going to hear about Serial and This American Life and all those other shows that they do that with the multi-million dollar budgets and stuff. But for the little guys, the little gals and guys doing shows like us, we need your help. So, and you can also support me in Patreon, patreon.com/iChris, patreon.com/iChris. That's where you can put your hard-earned dollars directly towards what I'm doing here at podcasting, with podcasting here at Good Stuff and beyond. So my thanks to the 12 folks right now, which is 13 more than I expected to actually be donating and supporting me. So my thanks to those folks who are doing it. And you can join that club. I've been posting a few sort of video stuff, behind-the-scenes-ish kind of things every so often. Nothing like a big show, but just periodic videos and things related to podcasting and Good Stuff and things like that. So, all right, back to cleaning. I've delayed long enough. Gotta go. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye.